Well, we have a few parts to it. We've got our exhibit portion, which showcases parodies of American Gothic that have come about over, you know, the last dozen or so years. And we also have some educational displays that go into more depth of, you know, who is Grant Wood? How did he end up here in Eldon, of all places? And you know, what are some of the details of the painting that you sometimes don't notice? So there's a lot of educational information in our exhibit. And then we have a media room, which where we can show a couple different films about Grant Wood and American Gothic, and also about his other paintings, because he did so much more that people sort of sometimes forget about. There's lots of other paintings of his that are very well known. And then we have our gift shop, but most of all, we have costumes and the props that people need to take pictures outside in front of the house.
Describe for me the various props and costumes that you have.
Well, we have different sizes of the dress and apron for the women, although I have had several men who would dress up in the women's costume upon request. Then we have the little white dickie that gives you the look of a white shirt for the gentleman, and overalls to go over that, and a nice black jacket. Then we have some old antique round glasses for the guys, and the hay forks, of course.
And the pictures you get are pretty hysterical, aren't they?
Well, they are, and you know, we have a bulletin board of pictures that people have sent back, and you go through the exhibit and you see those photos and you think, oh, that's cool, I want to do it, and you know, sometimes they laugh at other people's pictures, but I tell you, it's the most fun when you do it yourself, and you see your picture on your, you know, oftentimes people have digital cameras, and you see it on your screen, and they just burst out, you know, and it is hysterical.
And how old is your facility? I know it's fairly new.
It is. Our facility opened June of 2007, so we've been open just a little over a year now.
And it was part of a, can you talk about how it came about? I know that Eldon put in some money, there was some state money, and how much was involved?
There was. I can, you know, it started out with a Vision Iowa CAT grant of $150,000, which then had to be meant by city funds and county funds and private fundraising. And they came down to the deadline, but they were able to match that fund. And then from there, you know, it kind of mushroomed, because that, you know, totaled about $300,000, but the project really ended up being over $900,000. So you got some Department of Cultural Affairs money, about $250,000 there, which was a big lump chunk, and then also some Department of Transportation monies, which helped with the extension of the trail that came out up here, and, of course, the parking lot and the drive that comes up to the visitor center. Those were all new and added. And you had a Humanities Iowa grant that was really nice to help get our first exhibit off the ground. With you know, that was all done before I got here as the administrator, so they had to hire a curator and an exhibit designer to do all of that.
And do I remember hearing that it was the second most parodied picture behind only the Mona Lisa? Is that correct?
Exactly. American Gothic over the years, you know, it was painted in 1930, and it's now become the second most parodied painting, right up there with the Mona Lisa. And, you know, the Mona Lisa was painted so much longer ago, so it might, you know, work its way up there and beat that eventually.
And the two subjects were actually Grant Wood's sister and dentist, is that right?
Yes, Grant Wood's dentist, Dr. Byron McKeeby, posed as the male, and Grant Wood's sister, Nan Wood Graham, posed as the female. So the painting's not about them, but they were the models who helped him do it.
And why is this painting so much a part of our culture?
People are taken with it. You know, I get different answers from different people when they come through as to why they are drawn to this painting and why they like it. You know, some people say they know somebody that guy reminds them of, you know, or maybe it's their grandpa, maybe it's their neighbor or uncle, you know, and so they're just drawn to those faces, and I think it's solicited humor ever since it was first done back in 1930, and it just hasn't stopped. It had controversy over, you know, Iowans. Some Iowans loved it. They were so thrilled to have one of their own artists winning this prize out in Chicago, and then other Iowans were very offended by it. And then in the art community, you had artists who thought it was too caricature, it wasn't real art, and then other artists who thought this was great representation of art regionalism. So there, it's been debated about the quality and the subject matter since it was first done, and that just has, you know, spurred on these parodies over the years, and those parodies are what keep it alive.
And back to the center, how are you doing as far as tourism, per year, per month, per day, that kind of thing?
Well, we average about 25 people per day for the whole year. So that, you know, over the winter months, that does slow down, and in the summer months are certainly much busier than that. We've passed our 11,000 mark, so we've had over 11,000 visitors. And so per year, though, since, you know, that includes two summers, our first year we had about just over 7,000 visitors. So I think that's only going to continue to grow as people learn about it and start traveling more locally and see the signs on the highway. That spurred a lot of traffic down here.